listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on November 9, 2022, and is titled Testimony. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Because I didn't get to leave. I got to stay right where God found me and explain why I was weird now. Explain why it wasn't any fun anymore. Got to explain it. So I ducked and dodged around, and I wallered around, and I took it on the chin a couple of times, and I did a good job of being a closet Christian for as long as I could possibly hold out. And then I came out of the closet. On the very first night, one of my really dear friends came back to Jesus, sitting in the cab of my pickup. One of our really good friends we started praying for later, he's a preaching motor scooter. Old Roddy. Yeah, oh, he was mad at us because we didn't drink beer no more. But that's all right, man. You drank the beer. We're going to pray for you. He's a preaching motor scooter now. Whole pile of preachers come out of that sale barn over there. Then I started preaching over there. You really want to see if you got any mustard on your hot dog? Preach right before you do a horse sale. You know, there's people that might lie at a horse sale. There's people that smoke cigarettes at horse sales, sneak around, drink adult beverages at horse sales, use wordy dirds at horse sales. You can't get anybody saved in an atmosphere like that. Heck, you can't. My Bible says the light overcomes the darkness every time. Now you look around, I just laugh at God's plan. Because when we left Oklahoma and came to Clovis, New Mexico, I was wild, and that place was wild, and I wanted to be wild in it. Never dreamed that God was going to catch me on the way. And now you get to serve me in the wild, wild west. Oh, good. That's what I remember what he told Paul on the road to Damascus. You're going to suffer a lot for my sake. Yeah. Guess what now? Here's what's happening. I'm about done. We've been telling about Jesus, praying in the name of Jesus, talking about Jesus in our workplace for a long time now. Not afraid. Don't care. Don't worry about customers. You don't like to hear about Jesus, and you think that our horse sale is just too religious for you. Well, come by, and I'll give you a phone number for 12 more. We'll find you a good spot to go, find you a good fit. I haven't had one of them yet. But what I do have now is you'll drive to Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, and the whole family wants you to pray with them in a pickup before the horse sale. And they want you to get on the microphone and pray in the name of Jesus out loud and proud out there at the horse sale. Doesn't matter if you go to Helena, Montana. Doesn't matter if you go to Arizona. Doesn't matter. I never ask if I can pray. I've never asked if I could preach. Never. I'm just one of the guys who seems to have found Jesus, or Jesus found him, and something really happened. And then when you walk around a 62-year-old guy that's been doing the same thing for 40 years, and you're happy, and you're having fun, and you keep getting better at what you do, I'm getting better at what I do. Well, you should have it fixed by now. You've been doing it 40 years. How slow are you? Now, God does things. Just listening and doing. And every little bit, somebody will say something and you get to give a testimony. Today, my friend hugged me half a dozen times. Things I said about his wife. Said that was just so good. And I said, I thank you, but God told me to say that this morning. God knew what you needed to hear. He knew what he wanted to say. Just him. These are just everyday life testimonies to the glory of God. I just want to testify tonight that you leave here tonight not looking at CNN or Fox and getting all frustrated with the situation and think that we're all doomed and blah, blah, blah. As for me and my house, Joshua 24:15, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And what's it say right before that? Choose this day. I made my choices at the ballot box. Had a little girl call me the day before yesterday, and she said, aren't you nervous about the election? I said, no, ma'am, I already voted. Yeah, but are you going to watch? And I said, nope. No, I'll check it out Wednesday morning. She said, well, you don't care? And I said, oh, yeah, I care, but let me tell you about me. I've done everything I know to do to help the cause. I'm done. I'm going to go rope with the boys, and then I'm going to go to bed, and I'm going to get up in the morning and do whatever it is I got to do. And the results are going to be what the results are going to be. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, and we're going to be just fine. And if persecution comes, which it is, I'm going to help each and every one of us get ready for a little bit of that. And we're going to get ready to go and live and testify and bring glory to God. I started tithing this week. You know how that was? I hired a girl to feed my horses and clean my stalls so I could sit in my chair. My father said I was a little busy. Well, that ain't tithing. Oh, you're right. Not quite 10%. Just giving. Giving to a place where I can draw closer to God. That happened at home. At home. Not here. Home. So, that's my story. Sticking to it. Anybody got anything you want to add, testify to, pray over? Yes, sir. The darker it gets, the less light it takes to make a difference. It's pretty good coming out of the preaching dummy now. The darker it gets, the less light it takes to make a difference. I want you to think right now where you're sitting. Where's the first place you're going to place your foot that you can make a difference in the next 24 hours? Yeah, how's that go? Anybody else got anything? Yes, John. Amen. Thank you, John. Thank you, John. That's good. Yeah. Amen. I think we need a little more of this where we encourage each other. It's hard to stay encouraged. You know, how many of y'all ever woke up in the morning and feel like you've just kind of failed as a Christian? Anybody ever feel like that? Yeah, missed opportunities, different things like that. Maybe if we just took a little more time to encourage each other and just realize we all put our britches on one leg at a time and he's God and we're not. Stay humble in that. Try to listen. Try to love somebody. Care about something more than yourself. There's a little girl who's in my barn. The girl's working for me. She's asking me about a horse I got that'll buck you off. Used to. She said, isn't he a little bronky? And I said, nope. Not anymore. She said, what'd you do to him? I said, I laid my hands on him. I walked over and put my hands on him there in the barn, and I said, sweetie, do you know the Bible says that God has given man dominion over the animals? And that a horse was never born mean. It just became mean-spirited. And I can take dominion over those spirits. And he's my property in covenant with God. And so he has to be nice. I said, you know, people are not really born innately mean. They just get mean-spirited. We should pray for them. And I said, if you got anybody in your life that's been trying to cow-kick you a little bit, pray for them. Pray for them. I'll never forget when I said that about praying over that horse. She said, really? I said, yes, ma'am, really? She said, oh, I believe you. I said, well, I'm just telling you what the Bible says. This is what we do. How we do it. Anything else? Anybody got stuff? Well, I want to pray. I want to pray for Phil, Bob, Deanna. I want to pray for Cindy. Cindy's leaving for Missouri after tonight. I'll get choked up. We've had a really good time with Cindy. Been a pretty neat little ride. I'm real close to our little family. Been awesome having you guys around, and you guys are going to Colorado. Yeah. Southwest Colorado. Yes. Well, just remember what Dusty wrote. Darker it gets, a little bit of light. That's all it takes. So... Yeah, welcome to Colorado. No, but they're ready to go minister in the new place and be a part. Cindy's going to go be a part of her family, and then it's going to be a really good thing. We're going to miss everybody around here. But here's the part I like about this. I don't like when people run off because they don't like me anymore. But I love when people leave. Because you know when they leave and God's called them somewhere, they're going someplace on purpose. They're going to go with something. Something in them and something with them that is going to change the landscape wherever they go. And so it's exciting. We were never meant to sit here in a pile. We were supposed to get here and pile up for a minute until we're ready to get the heck out of here. Go. I've been trying to preach this place empty since I got here. People just won't leave. No, we love the fellowship and the sharing together, but I want to pray over these guys. And I'll tell you what let's do tonight. I want to pray over our country. I'd like for some of you to agree with that, wherever you feel led in the spirit. I want to pray tonight. I look across the crowd, and I want to pray for our schools. We're represented pretty well across here. And Our schools are a storehouse for the minds of the future. And people who serve the Lord Jesus Christ have the most difficult time in our government programs and different things. It's hard to navigate through that. Yet I commend those who stay hooked, who stay in the fight, who continue to help. Not everybody can homeschool. Not everybody can do what some people just want to do and they can't do. And you've got people in our lives who are in the lion's den, so to speak, and they're fighting it out and they're sticking it out for our youth and our next batch. I want to pray for them. I want to pray for God's people to rise up and reveal His glory. So I want to pray a little bit here. Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you tonight, and I give you praise tonight, and I thank you for Phil, Bob, and Deanna. And right now, Lord, as they get ready to take off and go to Colorado, I just pray, God, that you'll direct their steps, their ears, be attentive to your call, attentive to your voice, that, God, they will hear you, that they will obey your direction, that, God, they will stay humble before you, Lord, not get ahead of schedule, but walk in a pure anointing, walk in the pure direction of you, Jesus Christ, as they go about their life in Colorado. Lord, we pray over the state of Colorado right now. We've got our own family members ministering there, Lord, and I pray that you will anoint them, that God not only anoint them, but empower them with wisdom and knowledge and words of truth that come from you, that God, they would speak the power of God and the kingdom of God over the state of Colorado, God, that you be glorified, whether it be in one person, two person, 200,000 people, you be glorified for real, Lord. That's our prayer, that your church would rise up. I pray for Cindy today as she's getting ready to go with her family. That, Lord, that she will just be a blessing. That, Lord, that whole deal, that we'll live in harmony. That thing you call peace, God, that harmony. Harmony with you and harmony with each other. That the joy of the Lord will just fill her heart. That it'll be pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. That, God, she'll have the time of her life ministering and loving on her family. Give them safe travel, everything they need to get there. Lord, just provide everything necessary. Lord, I want to pray for our neighbors in New Mexico right now. Lord, it looks tough. But Lord, we know better. Lord, there are covenanted people who are citizens of that great state. A state that has your natural landmarks all over it. A state that is steeped in history. A state that has fallen in the trap of religion and some other things, but Lord, your people are rising up and they're calling out to you, and Lord, we've heard it already tonight a couple of times. You hear their cries. You hear them. But Lord, I'm asking you to bless your people in the state of New Mexico, and raise up some men and women to lead, to not lead a party, but to lead from your throne room of grace for the people's benefit. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I want to pray right now over our state. You know, it's been said many times that as Texas goes, so goes the nation. Lord, we tout that we're the Bible Belt. We tout that, you know, we're this great state, Texas. Lord, let us not rest on our own laurels. Let's not boast in our landmass or boast in our redness. But Lord, let us be humble before you, God, that your church be exalted in the state of Texas, and that, God, you would raise up leaders, true men of God who have a heart for the people, who have a heart for the generations that will rise up and assume the position. And I pray that the true church rises up today to reveal your glory outside the building in this great state of Texas. Lord, I want to pray over every family represented here. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray over the nation of England. I want to pray over England. That, Lord, you be king. You be king. King over everything. Let every knee bow. Let every tongue confess that you, Jesus Christ, are Lord. Lord, tonight, if there's anyone sick, if there's anyone who needs healed, anyone who needs delivered, anyone who needs help, tonight, Lord, may they call on you right where they're at. Come down here, we'll pray with them, whatever, Lord, but draw them unto you tonight, that the miracles be done, the needs be met, and the glory revealed right here tonight as a testimony for in the morning. Lord, we bless you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you that you speak. And you've given us ears to hear. We love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. You're our hope, our provider, our wing, and our shadow. Where we find our rest, our peace, our provision, our protection, our joy, and our strength. Thank you, Lord. Give you glory, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.